Be kind, choose joy, laugh a lot. EK, be kind, choose joy, laugh a lot. Cast up, roll things, little food for your soul, baby. Life ain't always pretty, but hey, it's pretty beautiful things. Laugh a little more things, tighten up your core things. Said EK, you're kicking it with four things. With
Amy Welcome Brown. To another episode of Four Things. Now, in the beginning, I normally like give you all a little rundown of the four things we're going to cover, a little menu, and I will get to that. But before we do, I'm going to do an email shout out here. Normally, I do an email shout out at the end, but today, making an exception and doing it at the beginning because it's a super special email and it ties into Pimpin' Joy, and I have like a news audio clip, and Pimpin' Joy is near and dear to me because it started with my mom's battle with cancer and her, desire and motto to choose joy during that time, the 2 years that she was battling cancer until she, you know, lost her life. I mean, she went out with that same motto, and it was so amazing as a daughter to see her handle that so gracefully. Even though she was going through a lot, she definitely maintained that she was going to try to be as joyful as possible. And it doesn't mean every day was super joyful, but that's where Pimpin' Joy started. And we are about to start a campaign to help a war veteran, and it's awesome. And then when I got this email, I was like, okay, well, this will be a good way to give a shout out to this sweet family and this email, and they've got a news clip and everything, but also introduce y'all to one of our things today, which is going to be an interview with Army Specialist Scotty West. Now, he's in Arkansas, and he lost both of his legs to IEDs while serving, and we're going to help build him a new house because that's what he needs. And it's through Building Homes for Heroes. And they just told him the other day that he's the recipient of a new house. And it's going to be so amazing. We did this, before with Captain Nelson, who, was in a similar situation. And Scotty has a newborn baby. And this is just going to be such a blessing for him and his family. And for Captain Nelson and our camo Pimpin' Joy shirts, we were able to raise $100,000 or more. It was like a little bit more than that. And it was really amazing. And that's only because our listeners are awesome and they supported and they bought the shirt. Well, now we've got our camo hats going towards this and some really other cool patriotic Pimpin' Joy items that will look really fabulous on you and your family for 4th of July. And then when you buy your whole family stuff to wear, you can feel really good about it knowing that 100% of the proceeds are going to Scotty's new house. I mean, it's super cool. Like, I smile talking about it, but we're going to have Scotty on. So you're going to get to hear from him and his journey and what happened. And just, yeah, we're going to be a part of this. So I hope y'all will follow this along. And the shirts go on sale tomorrow. If you're listening to this on Thursday, they go on sale Friday, May 31st at 10 a.m. Central. And they'll still be on sale. I mean, there's some stuff we might sell out of, who knows, but hopefully we'll have enough stuff to accommodate everybody if you can't shop exactly at 10 a.m., but maybe try to set an alarm if you want to. So with that said, he's going to be an interview today. One of the things, he'll be the first thing. And then I'm going to talk about bananas because I learned something about bananas where I was like, what? And now I'm going to definitely look out for it at the grocery store. And then if you're like, I don't really know, I just buy bananas and I eat them, I don't pay attention to anything, well, you're going to want to know some of the tips that I have to give you. And then underarm detoxing, definitely a thing. If you're trying to be natural like me, I have been hearing from some of you, and I'm listening. When y'all email, I listen. Oh, which reminds me, when I do get into the bananas, I've already recorded that segment, and I kind of got into an email that I got, which was some negative feedback, but not negative in a bad way. It was more, I would say, just a question like, huh, why would you do that? Like, were you thinking when you did that? Maybe. So I took it more as like constructive criticism, and I appreciated the email, but definitely addressed that in there. Didn't mean to. You'll hear when I'm talking about it where I was like, oh, well, maybe this is where I'll throw in this email. Underarm detoxing, we're going to address that. I'll give you a little recipe and talk to you about maybe why you should be doing it. So with all that said, let's get into the little news clip that I told y'all in the email, because this is where we're going to do the shout out. And this is from Tara. And I have to say, it warmed my heart, Tara, when I got this email. Hey, Amy, your mom, your sister, and yourself have been such an inspiration to my sisters, my mom and I. My mom recently passed away from cancer, but during her journey, we gathered strength to keep choosing joy from Judy. Oh, I have goosebumps when I read that. My mom was so strong and chose joy till the very end, and I know some of that came from you guys, so thank you. On Mother's Day, we decided to keep spreading my mom's joy, and the news caught wind of it. I wanted to share it with you because our Choose Joy started with your mom and her story. So I have the news clip. I just pulled some of it to play for you guys because it just is super special and shows how, you know, my mom's legacy is still alive and it's alive with Pimp and Joy and it's being used for good. And not only in the cancer circle, which Tara, I'm so sorry for your loss. I know how hard it is to lose a loved one to cancer. It just sucks big time. And my heart is with you. So thank you for the email. Thank you for sharing this news clip. And I'm excited to share this and maybe your story. Tara will help inspire others, and having Scotty on in a minute will hopefully inspire others too. So we can all be choosing joy, spreading joy, pimping joy, being joy, all the things joy. So here's the clip from the news.
When she was passing away, she talked to us about, you know, instead of flowers, she wanted people to do random acts of kindness. Mm-hmm. And so I think that that's a way that we'll celebrate her on every milestone.
Their idea for Sunday was simple: to hand flowers out to strangers at their mom's favorite breakfast spot, Bob Evans.
We thought that the best way to do it was with a little love note and make sure we said choose joy on it. That was her mantra.
The plan was to hand out 28, their mom's favorite number. But the sisters ended up getting a little help.
The plan was for us to do it, but we're both chronic criers. And we had our kids with us, and they were really excited to celebrate our mom, too.
In honor of my grandma, we handed out flowers with notes on them and gave them to just people who were in there.
The note read,
"On our first Mother's Day without our mom, we honor her by doing a random act of kindness. She had the purest heart and always believed in helping others, and it's what this world needed more of. We hope this flower brings you joy today and the year to come. Happy Mother's Day and choose joy."
The note itself struck a chord with those who got it, including Tony Eplett, who posted on Facebook to say the surprise made her day. Most reactions included tears.
It was amazing, and it really felt like that's what we should be doing. That is exactly our mom. Every reaction, every tear was, that is exactly what she would have wanted.
So Tara, y'all are awesome. Hugs to your family. Again, I know what you're going through. I know a lot of people listening can relate to what you're going through from what I can tell on the nice notes that I get. So you are not alone. And trust me, the healing process will be, I can't say it's going to be easy or easier, seems like not the right word to say, but you will, I think, honestly, the healing will be, why am I struggling for the right word? I don't want to tell you it's going to be easier, but for me, maybe it was, like in my sister, like wanting to spread that joy because you know it's what your mother would want will help with the healing process. Maybe I'll just leave it at that. Might not make it easier, might not make it go faster, but it certainly will help. All right. So quickly before we get into the episode, I'll mention the last thing we're going to be doing is with Kim Anderson. This concludes our 4 weeks with her. And today she's going to be talking about finding your purpose. And I just want to give her a big congrats and shout out because season one of her Coming Unglued podcast is out. And it's a place where you'll be able to break up with the mindsets, the lies, the habits and patterns that keep us from reaching our fullest potential. So that sort of ties in too with what she'll be touching on today with finding your purpose. So let's get started.
First thing, that's right.
Okay, super excited to have Scotty West on the phone. I talked about you in the intro a little bit, Scotty, so people know that you are a true American hero. And I mean, it's just, my husband served in the Air Force for 12 years and, you know, was deployed multiple times. And I know how scary it was for me anytime he would go overseas. You never knew, you know, what you might happen upon or what might go down, which, you know, as I'm sure when you were in Iraq, you were driving along in a Hummer, correct? And y'all came across an IED? And then at that point, it's just, y'all, you kind of knew it was there, but is it too late at that point?
Yeah, we, my friend had passed away the day before in the hole. And so usually when that, an IED goes off, they'll fill it in with tar, concrete, something hard surface, so that when you're driving past it the next day, you know that, you know, that it's not another IED. It was right about dark 30, so we came up on it so fast that there was nothing really we could do besides try to veer away from it.
Yeah, and you were driving the Hummer.
Yes, ma'am.
And so then when it goes off, I mean, you know, obviously it's a terrible situation. I mean, you didn't even realize what had happened until you woke up at Walter Reed that you were now missing both of your legs, correct?
Yes, correct.
Yeah, so there's a lot going on. And I guess from the transfer from Iraq back to America to Walter Reed, there had just been some infection. So I guess they had to make that call to amputate. And then you had 38 surgeries in 30 days.
Yes. Basically going into one surgery, coming out of it, and as soon as I was coming to, I was going right back into another one.
So there had to be a part, like once you were, you know, past some of that and in recovery mode, I mean, were you just kind of in a place where I can imagine waking up and that being a scenario that's very difficult to think that, okay, I'm now supposed to kind of live somewhat of a normal life after this. I mean, what was going through your mind at the time? Like, what do you think your attitude was leaning towards? And then maybe when you saw your attitude shift to like that there is hope and you can have, like, did you see recovery go in a better direction?
Yeah. So, obviously, of course, with all the surgeries and having a halo asphyxiator on my leg and it being so new to, you know, the Iraqi war, you know, I'd never really seen anybody, you know, in my situation come out of it, you know, triumphantly. So the, you know, the first thing that came to my mind was I would always be in a wheelchair the rest of my life. I'd never be able to do any activities. You know, I was airborne recon when I was in, so I was pretty gung-ho. And coming, you know, back and realizing that none of that was going to be possible, I kind of found myself isolating and, you know, in a dark place. And there was a gentleman in the Air Force, actually, that came in his dress blues and sat and spoke to me for about 15, 20 minutes. And I didn't even listen to anything he had to say. I was, like I said, honestly, I was still kind of bitter about the whole thing. And when he left, there was another gentleman that came in that actually brought us milkshakes every single night. We call him the milkshake man. He'd bring in chocolate milk and milkshakes every night for us on the War 58. And he came in and explained to me that gentleman that just was in my room was a double amputee as well. And that was where, you know, that light bulb came on. And I realized that, you know, this gentleman's in his 40s, 50s, you know, and I was at the age of 20 at the time. And I realized that, you know, if he can do it, I can do it. And, of course, that same mentality when I was in the military of go get him. I started, you know, physical therapy and started walking with crutches with one leg. And 2 weeks later, I had both legs. And I actually went snowboarding before I could even actually walk without crutches.
Oh, wow.
I got asked to go on at an event, and I was bound and determined. And they strapped my legs in a snowboard, and I kind of pushed me down the hill. And it was kind of a history from there. I always seen myself as, you know, again, go get her. And so I never wanted to find myself back in a wheelchair. So I pushed, you know, as hard as I could to stay out of it. And, you know, I was competing in the X Games in 2006, kayaking and wakeboarding. And so I was there at Walter Reed for 13 months, you know, basically finding that purpose again.
Wow. I mean, I think that's a huge testament to mindset and attitude. And I mean, your strength and tenacity amazes me. Like anybody that's put in a challenging situation like that, I think you can see, you know, you have to overcome a lot. And I know that you have been through a lot in your life. And I wish we had all day to get into every single aspect of what you've had to overcome, but I think it says a lot about you as a person. And I'm sure that's why Building Homes for Heroes selected you to be the recipient of, you know, a new house, an ADA certified home, which, you know, is built for you and your lifestyle. And you have like a 16-month-old baby, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And so, and y'all live in Arkansas. And so what is, when you, you just found out the other day that you're the recipient of a new home. So like, how is this house, an ADA certified home, going to change you and your family's life?
So my 8-year-old as well, and my 16-month-old, it's going to, you know, drastically change things. Right now, you know, I don't do too many chores around the house. But it's cluttered and it's small. And this will be able to give me the opportunity to be able to, you know, be able to take upon some of those chores and help my wife, and just be able to not have that burden over my head, you know, of a mortgage, you know, home.
Yeah. No, I mean, imagine like work. I mean, you were employed. I mean, you were a soldier. Like, you had a job. Like, you went overseas, and so now coming back. Like, since a lot of that has changed, I'm just curious. I don't know what you're able to do or what you do for a living.
Long story short, I fell into addiction and lost my purpose. And I found a nonprofit, Sheep Dog Impact Assistance, that took me skydiving again, you know, years after my my injury, and kind of gave me that drive and that purpose again. And I'm now the Outdoor Adventure Coordinator from the national office here in Rogers, helping other veterans and first responders just like me. Kind of our hashtag, our motto is get up off the couch.
Oh, love that.
So I have a volunteer staff position. I work full time for free, just because, you know, I'm basically giving back to, you know, others, you know, to Sheepdog that gave, you know, me a purpose so freely. And this is what I need, is to be around, you know, my brothers in arms every day, you know, the camaraderie, you know, the like-minded, you know, being with other guys that have been through what I've been through, and being able to, you know, and, you know, skydiving, scuba diving, hog hunts, deer hunts, turkey hunts, Spartan races, you know, running marathons, the Marine Corps Marathon, all of these things, you know, to be able to say, you know, if I can do it, so can you. Yeah. And that's where I found my niche, you know, being able to, you know, other people relating to me with this, you know, basically, like you said, all the stuff that I've been through, and being able to come out on top.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's amazing. And I hope that anybody listening is inspired by you, because again, it doesn't mean every day is perfect. Just, you know, when you make that decision that you're going to hashtag get up off the couch, and you're not going to let this, like, you know, define you, and you're not going to be stuck in it. Cause I feel like that's when we get stuck in it, which we're all guilty of, whatever little scenario may be. And this happens to be a really big one, like a big challenge that was thrown your way, but you decided to persevere. And it doesn't, again, doesn't mean that every day is perfect, but you're making difference. And now you want to do that for others. And I love that y'all have the motto and the hashtag get up off the couch. It's sort of like our hashtag and motto, which is pimp and joy. And that's all about choosing joy for yourself and spreading it to others. And so we're super pumped that Building Homes for Heroes selected you, and we're honored to come alongside with them and the Shot Forward and try to help build you a new house through our Pimp and Joy line. We've got a whole patriotic line, some red, white, and blue stuff, and some camo hats that, you know, 100% of the proceeds are going to go towards your house. So I can't wait for you to get your little care package and for you to start wearing it, your whole family. And, you know, we just hope that we're able to, you know, raise a lot so that you can get in this home, which sounds like will be a game changer for you, so you can start contributing and do the things around the house that you want to do, so you can maneuver and get around the way you need to, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, hopefully some people will hashtag get up off the couch tomorrow at 10 a.m. Central when this new Pimp and Joy line is launched. And that's when everything will start to go on sale to help support building this ADA certified home. And Scotty, thank you so much for serving and for now being dedicated to giving back to others that are in a similar situation as you, so that they don't get stuck and that they can now, you can be like the guy that walked into your room and then the milkshake man told you about him, like, hey, yeah, he's just like you, but guess what? He's walking around, right?
Yes, that's exactly the way it is.
That's all, you know, Pimp and Joy is about. Like my mom, when she was going through cancer, it was like, okay, I can either let this cancer keep me down, or I can choose joy. And, you know, her prayer was, Lord, use this cancer for good. Like, whatever comes from this, just make sure that the cancer is used from good. And my mom lost her battle to cancer, but Pimp and Joy lives on. And now we get to do amazing things like, you know, partner with people to help build you a new house. And my mom would freak out knowing that, yeah, this is just another time that her cancer is being used for good. So thank you for letting us come alongside and get you that house.
Yes, thank you so much. It's an honor.
Okay, well, keep getting up off that couch, and now you can add the hashtag pimpinjoy to your thing. Yeah, start repping it, and I hope everyone, when they wear any of this patriotic line in the camo hats, they'll think of you when they're wearing it this 4th of July, because it'll be...
so excited.
Oh, your wife is excited?
To get the package. Yeah, she's so excited to get the package.
Oh, cool. Well, I can't wait to see pictures. When y'all get it, take some pictures, and that way we can like post some stuff, because all this stuff will ship out in time, and people will get it in time for 4th of July, and I just can't wait to see all the like hashtag 4th of July, hashtag pimp and joy, hashtag get up off the couch pictures that we see. So thank you for coming on, and thank you for, you know, what you do.
Thank you, Amy, so much for having me.
Okay, bye. Second thing. Let's talk bananas for a minute. Yep, we're making bananas a thing because I think it's an important fruit that a lot of people don't really eat anymore. Maybe you want to avoid bananas because they're too high in sugar, which, you know, I agree, they can be. But I really feel like they're a good food for you. Maybe you could move your bananas into earlier in the day, but they're amazing in smoothies. Maybe just make it half a banana and don't do it every day. But you don't have to completely eliminate bananas from your life. But I want to talk bananas because of two reasons. One, I saw Adam Bobo post something on Instagram about bananas being chemically ripened and like a way you can tell if they have been chemically ripened or not. And then also, my husband went to the store to buy bananas because he was going to make the kids pancakes. And he came home with like bright, you know, yellow and green bananas, like totally not ripe, totally not ready. And he said, well, the only other ones they had at the store were spotted ones. And I was like, what? The spotted ones would be perfect because then the pancakes would taste sweeter. And according to Kimberly Snyder, spotted bananas are better. So I'm going to read you something from her very first book that I got of hers way back in the day called The Beauty Detox Solution. So let's address Bananagate Part 1, which this is from... again, Adam Bobo posted on Instagram. A banana has been chemically ripened if it's brown spotted with a green stalk. If the stalk is black, then the banana is naturally ripened. What? I did not know that. I didn't even know they chemically ripened bananas. But now we know we can look for that at the store. Like if it's still green up top and spotted, you might be like, was the ripening helped along with some chemicals? So definitely something to pay attention to. Thank you, Adam Bobo, for posting that. So now, as for the beauty tip from Kimberly Snyder's book, right here in big bold letters on page 116 of her book, it says, eat your spotted bananas. Fruits that are ripe are alkaline forming. Organic fruits are the most alkaline because they are grown in mineral dense soil. Fruits that are not ripe can actually be acid forming. For example, if you were to test the pH of two different bananas, you would find that the one that has the most black spots has a higher and more alkaline pH than the one with a slightly green top and no black spots. So remember to reach for only ripe fruits to eat or use in your Glowing Green smoothies. Now, obviously, she's promoting the Glowing Green Green smoothie because this is her book. But in addition to being better for you, ripe fruit is also juicier and tastes sweeter. Boom, which is why my husband should have bought the black spotted bananas for the protein pancakes. So how can we tell if fruit is ripe? Well, besides the obvious spotted banana, she says as a fruit ripens, it deepens in color and smells sweet. So in general, you should look for an evenly colored and textured fruit with a delicious smell. The color should be bright and full with no hints of green or white unless the fruit naturally has those colors. With fruits like melons, a discolored area indicates where the fruit rested on the ground, which also happens to be the sweetest and most delicious part of the fruit. So boom. There you go. Oh, and I guess since I've got y'all here and I'm open to the beauty fruits that she recommends, she said the best beauty fruits, acai berries, apples, apricots, avocados, bananas, blackberries, blueberries, cantaloupe, cherries, cranberries, cucumbers, figs, grapefruits, grape, honeydew, melon, kumquats, lemons, limes, mangoes, nectarines, oranges. I mean, are these like all the fruits in all the land? Kimberly Snyder really loves fruit. But other people that I follow, they don't really love fruit. And I respect both of the people. So you really just have to figure out your body and do what's best, which is, you know, what I hope that y'all will get from, you know, this podcast, which makes me think of an email too that I got, which I'll just go ahead and address now. I didn't know where I was going to address it, but, you know, I guess giving you conflicting information at times. And again, I've been really transparent that I just want to give y'all all different kinds of things all the time. But I guess I do need to think about when I'm pairing things next to each other, because I did get an email from Mindy in Austin. And I just want to say thank you, Mindy, for the email. And she's been a big listener of the Bobby Bone Show for a long time. But here's what she wrote. I'm going to go ahead and pull it up since I'm going to talk about it right now and I don't want to misquote her. And here's what she said. She's like, I love the Shot Forward, the podcast. So glad your kids have made it home with you. But I have to say, and I'm not trying to be negative Nancy, but why would you do a podcast with Kale Junkie about an eating disorder and then do another thing about intermittent fasting? I haven't listened to future podcasts yet, still catching up, but it just seems a little insensitive. Sure, everything has its place, and I love intermittent fasting, but not in the same podcast as a woman spilling her guts about an eating disorder. Not trying to hurt you, just trying to help. As I know you're kind of new at this, just wanted to give my opinion, Mindy from Austin. So yeah, I mean, I appreciate y'all's feedback so much, and I definitely probably should have considered that it might be weird for someone to go from, you know, a talk about eating disorder and maybe going through it and thinking about recovery for themselves, and then me immediately going into a talk about intermittent fasting. And then they might be like, oh, but now I need to fast and not eat. Because obviously, if you're going to be coming out of an eating disorder, you don't need to jump into something like intermittent fasting until you're recovered and healthy. And maybe it's something you know you can implement into your routine. So I always appreciate y'all's feedback. And if that is an episode where, you know, I kind of misplaced some stuff and that affected you, I want to apologize and say that I'm sorry. Again, I will have people on that have conflicting things, you know, and again, the fruit was kind of an example that made me think of this email because, you know, Kelly Levesque, who I love and respect, isn't the biggest fan of eating tons of fruit. Occasionally she's got like, okay, throw some blueberries in a smoothie or maybe half a banana, but only in the morning, and then try not to have fruit because she doesn't want to spike your insulin. But Kimberly Snyder is like, eat all the fruit all day long. It's so amazing. You need it, you need it, you need it. But obviously she wants the balance of veggies too. She actually wants you to have more veggies than fruit. But point being, they totally are on different sides when it comes to that. And I respect them both, and I will talk about both of their things, and I implement both of their things into mine. So who knows? One day I might be, you know, talking to Kimberly, and then the next thing might be Kelly Levesque, and, you know, stuff may counter. But that made me think of this and how everything has its place. And while this is a little bit different because eating disorder is a very sensitive subject, and intermittent fasting is something that, you know, could be a trigger for somebody. And I don't want that. So I probably should have split that up, at least so that they were separate. I guess I just thought they were totally separate things. So why not? But maybe I should be more aware of what episodes I'm placing things on. So there you go. When, of course, go figure, kind of derailed to talk about that, but I thought it was important to mention. So thank you for y'all's emails. I'll, you know, just say that again, that I appreciate constructive criticism, anything that you've got to give me, you know, I'll take it. The good, the bad, the all the things. Which, yeah, if you want to rate and review the podcast, you can do that. But if you have something really negative to say or criticism, go ahead and send it to me, and then maybe I can address it and fix it, and it's not up there for all the land to see. But hey, I can take that too. I can take public criticism as well. So, but I do want to be able to try to fix it if I agree with you. So, okay, eat your spotted bananas. We'll end on that. Underarm detoxing is a thing. And I guess it has been for a while, but I never had to do it. I started using natural deodorant like a long, long time ago. It's been years. And I guess my body just made the transition. But I've learned that a lot of you are trying to use my recipe or some natural deodorants that you found. And, you know, you're like, what the heck is happening? Well, some people say you should allow your underarms to detox. And then, you know, it'll help with the transition to a more natural deodorant. And a way to do underarm detox would be with the Aztec bentonite clay. Now, I've used this on my face before. I will say, full disclosure, haven't used it on my underarms. Heard about this from a friend because she was like, you might want to tell people about it, because that's probably why they're having trouble transitioning to a natural deodorant. So what you got to do is mix the bentonite clay with water. It's a 1-to-1 ratio, and put it under your arms for 15 minutes. You can repeat this weekly or biweekly for a month while your body is transitioning. And this will help release toxins in a way that, like, just plain soap in the shower can't do. So yeah, boom, just let it sit on there. I mean, I will say, when I've had it on my face, it does feel a little uncomfortable while it's drying, but, you know, you kind of get over that. And you can also use bentonite clay to soak in your tub if you want to, or even put it on your face as a mask. When I've done it on my face before, I haven't mixed it with water. I've mixed it with apple cider vinegar, and that's been really nice. And then here's another tip that I saw that I definitely have not been doing, but I will start doing when I'm using bentonite clay. But if they said, one article that I read suggested using a wooden spoon, because if you use metal with it, it deactivates the detoxing abilities, which I was like, whoa, okay. So I don't know, take from this what you will, but if you're one of the people that's trying to transition to a more natural deodorant and you're thinking about, you know, underarm detoxing and that it might be good for you, this isn't going to be for everybody. I thought I would just throw this out there and maybe you can implement it into the transitioning process, because listen, I want to give you all the tips if you're making that transition after using regular deodorant for years and years and years and years, I'm sure. And then you're like, your body's like, what? What are you trying to do? And this will apparently help with the process. I have friends that have done it. Seems to be super popular online. There are skeptics. I will throw that out there. I personally didn't have to undergo it. But you know what? I'll probably just join y'all in doing this. I'm going to be in New York this weekend with Mary and Stashira, and maybe Saturday night when we're hanging out in our hotel room, I will bust out some bentonite clay and we will do underarm detox masks while we have a little girls' night.
Fourth thing with Amy Brown.
So we've got Kim Anderson back. This is her fourth week with us. Super awesome. If you were listening last week and we were talking comparison and perception, we told y'all that she would be back this week to talk purpose and passion and kind of finding that. And if you've missed the other episodes with Kim, I'll just say that we've covered boundaries and the power of saying no, and then also perfectionism. Mm-hmm. So if you feel like those are episodes that would resonate with you, or you need to hear something, go back and listen to the episode she's been on the past 3 weeks. So yeah, when it comes to finding purpose and passion, like, what is something you see a lot with? Kim's a therapist, by the way, if you haven't caught on, and a life coach. But I've been telling people about that, about you in the intro. So hopefully they listen to that and they know who you are. But yeah, what's something that you see as a common thing with us and people and passion and purpose?
Absolutely. I just find so many people coming to me, figuring and kind of trying to figure out where they are in life and what it is that they want, and not really knowing who they are. Right. So a lot of times we go through life and we do the next step, right? Like, I'm going to go here, and then I'm going to go to this next step, and then I'm going to go to this next step, and then this next step. And then one day we wake up and go, why am I here? What am I doing? Mm-hmm. Is this job what I want to do? Is this what I'm created for? Am I using my strengths? And I love working with people, helping them find the answer to that and get to that next step of, who am I supposed to be, created to be, uniquely made to be?
Yeah. And so what is your advice to people that are waking up in those days of, like, I think we all have those moments.
Yes.
And we have moments of where we feel like we're exactly where we need to be.
Yes.
And then we have moments where we're like, what is happening with my life?
And that's when I find that, that's when they come to me, right? Is right. Because they're not going to hire
so
someone.
They come and they're like, knock, knock, knock.
Great.
They're like, Kim, how can I tap into that? Because clearly, if you felt it before, and maybe someone listening has never felt it.
Yep.
But I think there has, hopefully, everybody, depending on where you are in life, has felt a time where, okay, this is probably where I need to be. But then you've also had uncomfortable times. You're like, not really sure about this.
Yes.
So let's just assume we're in a a time where we don't know. So how do we tap into that?
Yeah. One of my favorite things to ask is this powerful question of, if you had all the resources you needed and you knew you couldn't fail, what would you do?
Mm-hmm.
Because when we really tap into our core longings and desires without the fear of failure, right? Because that keeps us stuck often, right? Like I could never do that. Pops into our head quite a bit. And the resources, if we had all the resources that we needed to do this thing, what would it be?
Mm.
And it's amazing when we get some time to sit and really reflect and identify, like, what are our values? What are our core passions? What do we love to do and not get paid for, right? Those are the types of things that we want to follow as we're figuring out, you know, where we're heading. I also love to tap into personalities, temperaments, strengths. Have you ever done Strengths Finders?
I haven't,
okay.
No.
It's a great, great book. Strengths Finders 2.0, you've got it. There's assessments you can do online. They identify, you know, your top five. You can pay to get them all. But your top five strengths that really highlight the way that you're wired.
Oh, wait. So where do we get our top five strengths?
Yeah, you can Google online, Strengths Finders 2.0.
Okay.
It's just a book I'm that Googling I recommend that. A lot of people.
Okay.
Yeah.
Strengths Finders 2.0. Mm-hmm. Got it.
Yep, okay. By Marcus Buckingham.
Okay. Yeah. Yep. I'm going to look into that for sure. Yeah. I want to know what my top strengths are.
Yes. It's wonderful. It's a wonderful assessment. So, like, I like to use the metaphor of a ship. And a lot of times people will come to me and say, you know, I want to do coaching. Or, you know, perhaps it is, you know, that I need counseling. We like to look at their ship and say, okay, what resources do you have on the ship? Where is it that you want to go? That island or that island? Why do you want to go to that island, right? What makes it, what makes that island appealing to you? Because a lot of times we just set sail and we don't know the reason that we're moving in that direction. So an example of, you know, the resources on the ship would be our temperaments, our personalities, the resources that we have access to, you know, the people that we know that we can follow and learn about, the paths that they're on, right? There's so many different ways to move toward that destination. But a lot of times we just sit and we just kind of spin on the ship.
Right.
Not knowing where to start.
Yeah. And we're not, instead of taking the controls of the ship, becoming the captain.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, like, I can actually steer this.
Yes. I can steer it. And so there are things that keep us stuck, right? Fear keeps us stuck. It lies to us that we don't have the ability to move. Distractions keep us stuck, right? Like, I'll do it tomorrow. I want to do this thing. I want to reach this goal, but not today. Lies keep us stuck. People in our lives who've spoken into us and said we couldn't do it. Your ship will never move. You know, you can try, but you're not going to set sail.
Right.
I know you.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so we've got to be able to identify those things and then figure out what we're going to do about it.
Right. Yeah. So that would be a big step for people, and write them down.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Write them down and work with somebody, because here's the thing, writing them down is great, but working with somebody is really what it takes to move to the next level. Right.
What do you put in the, you know, not, it, I don't want to make it like, you know, the Oprah secret type stuff, but sort of manifestation. But, and we've talked about this, like I did it as a podcast, a couple of months ago, where I struggled with manifestation and faith and kind of like vision boards and putting it out there. And just somehow it felt conflicting with my faith. But when I really thought about it, it was similar to you pray for your desires.
Right.
And but there's nothing wrong with having goals and being focused on them. And so there is no, even the, I mean, I know you're in the faith world too. Yeah. So it's kind of like, have you ever felt that weirdness from people where they don't know? I mean, you don't have to just like be like, oh, I'm just going to say it and speak it into the universe and it's going to happen.
Right.
But then that's a whole nother level. But then there's the level of like still visually having it there and looking at it.
Yes.
Every day.
Yes.
And knowing that that's a goal.
Yes.
And maybe even adding that into your prayer life or however you want to do it, and share your desires, because that's when they become known and that can help you get there.
Absolutely.
Because then that gives you that drive, that reminder.
Yes.
To go for it.
Yes. Visualization is everything. I mean, our brain operates in imagination. So if we can't imagine something, we can't do it. And so it's crucial that we're able to cast a vision. And really, I mean, without a vision, I mean, from a faith perspective, where there's no vision, the people perish. Like, we've got to have a vision. We've got to have clarity. We've got to have direction. And so I would say the opposite. If you don't right. have a vision board, if you don't know where it is you want to go, you're not going to get there.
Yeah. Okay. So, and that would be part of, you know, however you want to make your vision board. Some yes. people, it's a Sharpie on your bathroom mirror.
Yes.
Some people, it's cutting pictures out of a right. magazine and making a cute little book.
Yes.
And, or a poster. Mm-hmm. And so, or some people, it's like literally writing it down or having it, you know, somewhere in their phone where they yep. literally see it every day as a reminder. So that way they know that they don't have to be
yes.
stuck. They do have something that they can move towards.
Yeah.
But I think it's navigating. It's trying to figure out, like, you know, you said one of the things and it stuck with me, because a lot of times it is a great way to figure out what you would do. What are you passionate about? If resources were not an issue
yes.
and money wasn't an issue, well, of course,
right.
like, of course I would go for yes. that. But
sometimes
then,
it is an issue.
But we still got to pay the
yeah.
bills.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's like, you still got to pay the bills. Yep. So then it's like, okay, but you can still navigate mm-hmm. towards that dream while yes. you're paying the bills with the other.
Yes. Well, and it gives you the opportunity to figure out what you care about, right? So when we know what we care about and what matters to us, we'll find a way, right? It makes me think of Jessica Honegger, right? Who mm-hmm.
Has Noonday Collection.
Yeah, with Noonday Collection, yeah. who's done amazing things. And she just had this story where she wanted to be able to adopt. That was her passion. And so she figured out a way, right? Makes me think of what you've done. It's giving back. It's knowing I can make a difference and I'll find a way. There's always a way.
Yeah.
We just have to figure it out.
Right. And so, yeah, having it out there to know, like, there's, yeah. I mean, there's things that I do now that I don't think I ever would have in a million years mm-hmm. thought that I would be doing
yeah.
at all.
Right.
But yeah, I feel like slowly we've paved the way, and it's not yes. going to happen overnight.
No, it's step by step.
It'll right. be almost to where, and I still have other goals and things that, you know, I have in my mind, and I'm like, oh gosh, well, that just seems lofty and crazy.
Right.
But I hope maybe in 5 years from now, I look back and think like, oh wow, I can't believe I'm yes. doing it. Cause that's yeah. what I look at now. I see certain things and I'm like, oh wow, that's so cool that we've done that. I cannot
yes.
believe it.
Yeah.
But I'm in a place where I get to see it now. Mm-hmm. But in the beginning, it's sort of scary.
Yeah, right. It is. And it is scary. And you have to step out to find out, right? You have to take that first step to be able to say, okay, now where is it that I'm meant to go? And then take the next step, right? You just take the next best step. So it's not like when you're searching for your purpose, you're going to wake up with a note under your pillow that says, your purpose in life is this, right? We have to find it as we go. But before we can really chart the course, we have to know what our passions are and why we're going that direction. Because if we're not moving our ship towards something that really matters to us, we're not going to follow through with it. There's really no motivation to keep going that direction.
Or you might be someone that continues going, but you're mm-hmm. going to be miserable.
Yes, you're going to be miserable, and you're going to get down the road or down the stream or ocean, I guess, in this metaphor.
And we're on a ship.
On a ship, not a stream. and you're going to get there and go, ugh, now what, right? And then you might think you're depressed, or you might think that that you're just bored and you know, need to leave a situation that you're in. And it's really not about that. It's about feeling fulfilled inside.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like the, you may have more of the grass is greener mentality.
Yes, but the grass is greener where you water it.
Oh, right? Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so we've got to water and pour into the things that matter to us. But before we set goals, we have to know why we're setting them. And so a lot of times people will come to coaching and go, well, this is what I want to do. And I'm like, well, let's slow it down, Turbo, before you make those goals. Why are you making those goals? What mm-hmm. about those goals matter to you, right? What would happen if you didn't reach those goals? And then a lot of times I have people that say, I don't know what I want, right? I don't know where to start. I don't know. I know I want something different, right? But I don't know what. And so then we step back and we go, well, what don't you want, right? What are the things you don't want?
A lot of times stuff like that's easier to identify.
It is able. Yeah, absolutely. Like,
this is a dumb example because it's not really related, but it's how our brains work sometimes. Yeah. Like, my husband will be like, well, what do you want for dinner? I don't really care.
Yes.
And then he starts naming places and I'm like, nope. Nope. And he goes, I thought you didn't care. I'm like, well, I don't care, but I don't want that.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly it. That's a great metaphor. Yeah. Because we do know what we don't want. And then a lot of times that can lead us and point us in the direction.
Mm-hmm. So if you're struggling with what you do want, start by laying out what you know you don't want.
Yes. And then just
that's helpful for a lot of people, I'm sure, and if they're trying to jot it down.
Right.
Which is the first part. Yeah. Even more so.
Right.
Don't just write it down. You said like, be more intentional about identifying it and spending time with it. And I think with that comes patience because like you said, you're not on a, maybe you didn't say this, but I was envisioning it. A ship takes time.
Yes.
You can't just turn it.
Nope.
There's like a lot of steps that have to go into turning something like that around. But like a speedboat, you could just whip that thing around, but we're not in a speedboat.
We're not in a speedboat. Mm-mm. Nope. We're not in a speedboat. And when you, you know, when you make that journey and you're in a ship where you can actually take the time and chart the waters and be purposeful, you look back and like you said, you do see where your growth was occurring.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times you see how you're blooming all along. You see how it made sense, even if at the moment it didn't, right? But I think I always, always emphasize accountability in working with somebody because you can do the best vision board. You can write down the best goals, but if you don't have somebody to walk through that with you, and I'm not just saying a coach, but like a friend, a family member, a spouse, somebody who's going to keep you accountable in that journey, you're going to be so much more successful.
Okay.
Right? Because it just, no one can do it alone.
A buddy system.
Yeah, we don't do things alone. We
like, and it's okay. I think sometimes people might be hesitant to share their dreams because they're scared to put it out there because then it's like, oh, what if it doesn't happen?
Yes.
But you're saying it's important to find at least someone.
At least someone.
To share your vision and your dream with because then you're not alone and there is that accountability of like, hey, how's that coming?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Instead of just sticking it in your back pocket.
Exactly, exactly. And that's why a life coach does help so often because it's a neutral person, right? It's not someone that's judging you. It's not somebody that has an opinion. It's not someone that's attached to the outcome. And oftentimes it's the people closest to us that we want to kind of protect that from because they're right there to see, they're there to bump into us if it doesn't go the way that we thought it would.
Right? Okay. Well, awesome. Well, Kim, being a life coach herself, she definitely knows what she's talking about and a therapist. And then your podcast is now up. And when you were first on, and I've been teasing it in the different intros, but it's definitely up by now. And it's called Coming Unglued. Yep. So y'all should check out her podcast if you'd like some of her little talks here. There'll be more of that. And then kimanderson.life.com is where people can go to pre-order your book.
Just kimanderson.life.
That's right.
No, dot com.
I kept doing the dot com and I like literally, just so that people know, I literally have it written in front of me, kimanderson.life. And I still said kimandersonlife.com. So thank you for that correction, Kim. That's and then on Instagram, she's at kim_anderson_life. And dang it. Did someone have Kim Anderson Life taken? Yes. I know. Instagram's so hard.
Yeah. And, you know, Kim Anderson is a really generic name.
Yeah.
So I've got that.
So is Amy Brown. Yes, that's why I'm like, Radio Amy.
We've got like the most generic names. Yes. And there was a photographer back from years ago who used to take pictures of little kids in black and white pictures in Hallmark. And she was Kim Anderson. So Kim Anderson market is saturated.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So that's taken. So it's Kim_Anderson_life. And then sorry about the website. It's so easy. KimAnderson.life. And so your book, when is, I mean, people can pre-order it now,
they
but
can pre-order.
When is
we
it?
We can get copies. They can access copies in June.
Oh.
And so pre-orders are up on my website. If you're interested, you can pre-order it now. You can have your first copy in June, but it will officially launch in the bookstores January 14th.
And just quickly, the book, like give people a little talk about what they can expect.
Yeah, it's called Unstuck, Letting Go of the Myths, Keeping You from Who You're Created to Be. And I wrote it because I really had a heart for the women coming into my office sharing their stories. And most of the stories were about the things we're talking about, perfectionism, comparison, negative self-talk. And what struck me more than anything was the loneliness and the way that they all felt like they were alone in these feelings. And I thought it was time for them to be able to identify that they weren't alone, that this is the things that we're experiencing are human problems, and wanted to give them ways out of it. So I provide tools in each chapter that they can work through to kind of move from where they are at the moment.
So that they're not stuck.
So that they're not
unstuck.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Well, that's great, Kim. And I appreciate you coming on and sharing your wisdom with us the last 4 weeks. It's been so great. And a big theme of this podcast for sure is I want anyone listening, I don't want anybody to ever feel alone in what they're doing. So it's a perfect tie-in.
Wonderful.
So I love that that's the theme of your book, or what inspired the book, is you didn't want women to feel alone. So thank you, Kim. Well, that's a wrap on today's episode. A big shout out to Scotty for coming on and being one of our things. And I'm just so excited for him and his family and building homes for heroes and the opportunity to help contribute to building him a new house. This is going to be crazy. I always love Pimp and Joy launch day when we launch a new campaign and we watch how you guys just make it happen. Like every shirt that is sold, every hat, I mean, Mary, Bobby, and I, we get giddy over at the Bobby Bone Show. We're just like, oh my gosh, there's another hat, there's another shirt, because it's all going towards a great cause. And with this line, like when you're wearing it out, you'll feel really good about it. And if you see someone else wearing it, like if you see someone else wearing a camo hat, because we have not sold these yet, and we have been talking about these hats for like 2 years or something crazy, like you'll be able to be like, what up? I bought this hat and it helped build Scotty a house. Like you'll know you contributed to that. And it's super cool. The meaning behind Pimp and Joy is amazing, and what we're able to do with it because of you listening is amazing. So just really loved that Scotty was able to come on and talk with us and just share some of his journey and stuff that's going on in his life that you may or may not be able to relate to. But hey, you know, sometimes it helps for me to hear what's going on in other people's lives, because you think sometimes you're having a bad day and then you're like, you know what? Actually kind of have it pretty nice over here in America, where we've got people out serving our country, like literally sacrificing their lives. And, you know, their lives, they can come back from war totally changed, case in point. But he hasn't let it get him down. And I just think, so awesome to have talked to him. So hopefully you like, you know, the talk about bananas and underarm detoxing. And then super thankful that Kim Anderson was, you know, on with us for 4 weeks. If y'all want to continue to follow her, check out her Instagram. It's at Kim_Anderson_life. And then her website is kimanderson.life. And for any of the Pimp and Joy stuff, per usual, theshopforward.com. My website is Radio Amy, if that's easier for you to remember. And you can find links to the Shop Forward from there. There's lots of ways to find it. I'm Radio Amy on Instagram. I'll have everything linked. Like, you should be able to find your way to shop Pimp and Joy if you want to and you have a phone or computer. So hopefully I haven't left you hanging with any questions. But you know what? If I have, send me an email, fourthingswithamybrown@gmail.com. And, you know, I already did the email shout out from Tara earlier in the intro. So there won't be one here now, but normally this is where it would go. So now I'll just give Mike D a shout out for helping produce the podcast, and Elizabeth in New York. She's always my little cheerleader for this thing. She's so great. And Walker Hayes for the theme song. I hope to have Walker on the podcast soon, and his wife, Lainey. They are amazing. If you haven't checked out his latest song, it is really, really, really good. It's called Don't Let Her, and it's pretty powerful. Just look it up. I get goosebumps when I think about it. Oh, and fun fact, he's wearing a Pimpin' Joy shirt in the music video for it. I just thought of that. Like, it's a lyric video, and it's like a slideshow of pictures from him and his wife over their relationship. And basically the song is about, I was going to make you go listen to it because I totally think you should, but I'll give you like the gist of it. It's that it's about if Walker were to die or not be with Lainey anymore, it's like a letter to the guy that's replacing him. Like, this is what, if she misses me, don't let her. Clearly means Walker like isn't no longer on earth, I feel like. But he's like, if she misses me, don't let her. But here's all the things that you need to do. This is how she likes to take her coffee. You better not do this, do that. It's like an advice letter in a song. And it's awesome. So I was watching the lyric video because the pictures are so cute. And then boom, towards the end of the video, it's Walker in a Pimp and Joy shirt. And I was like, what up? So that was super cool. All right. So yeah. Okay. Hope everybody has an amazing day. And don't forget 10 a.m. Central tomorrow, if you're listening to this on Thursday, then on Friday, the new Pimp and Joy patriotic line and the long-awaited camo hats are going up to help Scotty, a true hero. All right. Okay. Bye. Be kind to joy. Laugh a lot.
Up, roll things, little food for your soul, things. Life ain't always pretty, but hey, it's pretty beautiful things. Laugh a little more things, tighten up your core things. Said EK, you're kicking it with four things.
With Amy Brown.